Tracy Porter for so many years with the Saints. You see him and Champ on the other side. How much do you guys look forward to the challenge?
Oh, we always look forward to the challenge. Anytime, you know, you get some good guys out there to go against and get an opportunity to play on Monday Night Football, you know, a lot is expected. So we'll be excited. We'll be hyped. We'll be crunk. You know, we'll be ready to get out there and make some plays this week.
How do you think the Dome's going to be? Your home opener Monday night? Don't get much better.
I think it's going to be live in there. You know, and we're going to need them. You know, we're going to need to be loud, you know, especially they play that no-huddle pace offense, and Peyton Manning does a whole lot of different things. So if they can come out there and yell and scream as loud as possible, make things difficult, you know, for them on offense and just be quiet as a mouse on offense while we're out there, we'll be just fine.
What does Monday night mean to you? Do you have a favorite memory as a kid watching?
Just the music. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's it, man. You know, as I was growing up, that's how I knew it was Monday night. It was time to watch football right there, the music.
How much does it help getting off to a good start in week one with the offense clicking and being able to score so frequently like you guys did?
I think we did a good job just executing and staying on pace. You know, we stayed out of third down a lot, you know, and we was 50% on third down, so we kept the chains moving, which was good, and we stayed on the field. You know, that's the most productive thing you can do as an offense, just stay out there, keep our defense, you know, rested as much as possible. And when we go out there, go down there and score touchdowns. You know, I still felt like we kicked too many field goals last week. And we didn't have a chance to, you know, punch it in how we wanted to, you know, play here, play there. And we could have got touchdowns instead of field goals. So that's what we want to correct this week.
You want to score, you know, every possession, but you have to also think about time of possession to keep Peyton Manning off the field maybe late in the ball game.
No, we can't think about that. We just got to get the ball and, you know, do what we do. You know, if that score, you know, in two or three plays, one play, or whatever we do. And, you know, I think if we can get out the gate and score first and score early, you know, if we continue to score, then they can't win.
Simple man.
Can you talk about the challenge you're going up against two veteran guys in Tracy Porter and Champ Bailey?
You just gotta watch the film, see what those guys do good and see what they do bad, you know, and just evaluate it from there. You know, I've been doing a lot of film watching and, you know, watching these guys for the last two or three days, you know, and just figuring out things that we can do, you know, to hit the good routes. And, you know, Terry, you know, does a really good job of just telling us everything that these guys go out there and what coverages they're trying to play. And, you know, that's the most important part, just knowing what we're going to get before we get out there. If we can get the coverage before the down distance, or we can know the coverage during the down and distance, then we're going to know what kind of technique they can play and we can go out there and beat it.
How much of it is a chess match? I mean, you know, you guys are veteran guys on your side of the ball. Champ's been at this for 15 years or whatever it's been. How much of it is a chess match? Because you know that at the same time you're in the film room, he's in the film room too.
Absolutely. You know, you just got to go out there. Like Smitty said, we got to win our one-on-one matchups. You know, it's going to be times where, you know, we're going to have to beat these guys. It's going to be one-on-one. It's mano and mano, and you got to win. You know, and that's basically what football is. You know, when you do have your opportunities to make plays in the game, you got to make them. And it's going to be a lot of chances we're going to have, you know, when it's going to be one-on-one and we got to make them plays.
Does it look like a typical John Fox defense I used to see in Carolina?
They mix it up a little bit. You know, they're doing a whole lot of different things. They don't want to get beat over the top, I can tell you that. Their job is to keep everything in front of them and just make you just go 12, 14 plays, 80-play drives, you know, and they get after the passer, you know, and they rush the passer real well. So, you know, it's typical, you know, what they do, keep everything in front of them, and they just got a high-powered offense, so you got to go out there and score.
You guys one of two teams to score 40 on the road in week one. What does that say about just how good this offense can be that you were clicking like that in the opener?
I mean, it's good. You know, nothing to take away from the Kansas City Chiefs, but, you know, I mean, we're going to face a lot of teams that are better on defense than those guys are. So it's going to be a whole lot different this week, you know, coming up against these guys, two veteran guys at corner, you know, fast-flowing linebackers and D-line that can rush the passer. You know, it'll be a whole lot different from last week. So we got to make sure we go out there and execute at a high level, no penalties. You know, go out there and catch the ball, you know, as well as we did last week. And, you know, hopefully we get a win.
How much does your routine change? I mean, considering that everybody, I assume, has a routine for Sunday afternoon or Sunday night games, and now you have to wait an extra day.
Not too different on the routine. You know, we got an extra practice in, so we got ahead of the game. you know, and got to look at some 3-4 stuff and stuff like that. So that benefits us. But, you know, other than that, we just go out there and do our regular routine. You know, it's just a whole lot different when you play a night game because your body's kind of shutting down at that time of night. So, you know, hopefully at 4 o'clock I can get a good nap in for about an hour and a half and then get myself ready, geared up, ready to go.
How about seeing everybody keep brooking out there?
Yeah, I can't wait to hit him in the mouth. That's all I got for you guys today. You got to go to the meet.